This systemic fascial failure is the true hidden root of highly misunderstood conditions like fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome. Patients with fibromyalgia suffer from widespread, migrating, agonizing pain, profound exhaustion, sleep disturbances, and severe brain fog. Traditional medicine often dismisses these patients or implies that the pain is psychosomatic or all in their head. Doctors arrive at this insulting conclusion simply because their standard blood inflammatory panels and joint x-rays show no obvious autoimmune disease or structural joint damage. But the disease is not in the isolated parts, it is in the universal connecting medium. In a healthy body, the interstitial fluid within the fascia is thin, crystalline, and highly mobile, allowing the lymphatic system to easily drain away the toxic byproducts of cellular metabolism. But in a patient with systemic fascial dysfunction, the entire web is rigid, glued down, and heavily glycated by sugar, ages. The interstitial fluid loses its water content and transforms from a flowing river into a thick, toxic, highly inflammatory sludge. Because the fascia is so dense and rigid, the delicate lymphatic capillaries are physically crushed under the pressure. They cannot open to drain the swamp. The toxic, acidic waste backs up, bathing the 250 million sensory nerve endings of the fascial web in a constant, highly irritating chemical soup of inflammatory cytokines. The entire nervous system becomes hypersensitized, existing in a state of permanent alarm. This creates a phenomenon known as allodynia. A light touch, a gentle hug, or even the pressure of clothing, which should feel pleasant or neutral, is registered by the suffocating, inflamed fascial nerves as agonizing, burning pain. The profound, bone-deep exhaustion of chronic fatigue syndrome is the direct metabolic consequence of this exact same crisis. Because the fascial highways are choked with thick, stagnant sludge and concrete like collagen, the capillary beds cannot efficiently deliver oxygen and vital nutrients from the blood to the cells. The cellular mitochondria literally suffocate in their own waste. The body cannot produce ATP cellular energy efficiently, leaving the patient feeling as though their batteries are permanently drained, moving underwater with lead weights attached to every limb. The turning point. Recognizing the vast crises of the web can be a dark and overwhelming realization. It forces us to confront the uncomfortable fact that our modern lifestyle, our ergonomic chairs, our glowing screens, our highly processed sugary diets, our sedentary habits, and our unresolved emotional traumas is systematically shrinking, stiffening, and suffocating the very fabric of our physical existence. We are wrapping ourselves in biological mummies of our own making, accelerating our own physical decline. But this realization is also the ultimate key to profound liberation. If chronic pain, systemic inflammation, emotional blockages, and postural decay are largely the result of a mechanically neglected, poorly fed, and traumatized fascial web, then the solution is entirely within our control. We do not have to be passive victims of our own biology. We do not have to accept chronic pain and physical decline as an inevitable, unavoidable consequence of aging. The same biological mechanisms that built the armor can be harnessed to dismantle it. The matrix is highly adaptable. We can systematically dismantle the armor. We can melt the toxic sludge. We can mechanically rehydrate the matrix, break up decades-old surgical adhesions, and flush the inflammatory toxins from the deepest rivers of the interstitium. We possess the power to biohack the tensegrity structure and rewrite our biological architecture. In the final chapter, we will transition from theory and pathology to execution and optimization. We will unveil the tensegrity protocol, the exact multi-step mechanical and biological interventions required to unleash the master tool for supreme well-being, fluid, pain-free movement, and total physical sovereignty. Chapter 5, The Master Tool for Well-Being, Activation Protocols. Over the course of the previous four chapters, we have completely dismantled the outdated mechanical view of the human body. We have mapped the living matrix, exploring the tensegrity architecture that holds you upright against gravity. We have decoded the complex fluid dynamics of the interstitium and the critical sol-gel phase transition required for frictionless glide. We have identified the highly specific structural nutrition your fibroblasts demand to weave resilient collagen, and we have confronted the devastating systemic consequences of fascial densification, surgical scars, and emotional armor.